Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Take, I will basically step aside for the next 20 minutes or so, let you and your brother rap. But yep. I'll say hi to him, Mr. Rondé Barber. What's up there, Rondé? How you doing, pal?
What's up, Mr. Tierney? How are you, buddy?
Mr. Rondé, how's the golf game, buddy? What are you, minus three? What's the handicap these days? I always have to ask you that. What are you shooting right now?
Well, I hate as much golf as I'm playing, and I'm not getting any better at all.
Because you're playing too much. It's because you're playing too much.
Yeah, you are playing. That's probably what happened. But you're still single digits, Avi. What are you, three, four? What are you playing to?
I'm a three. Three and a half. It's been pretty steady, though. My lowest ever was, I think it was a 1.5, probably two years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then I've just kind of gradually gone back to my mean. This is what I'm supposed to be. At this point, I can compete in tournaments, which is even more important, as you know.
Nice. Hey, there you go.
Brother, first of all, congratulations on being a Hall of Fame finalist. Mm-hmm. It's about time. Hopefully find out some good news at some point in the next couple of weeks here. The other question I got is, are you going to go to the Super Bowl? I mean, it's your hometown. I always tell people, jokingly, even though I'm not really joking, that you're the mayor of Tampa down there. Are you going to be at the game? Are you going to go?
There's a few mayors in Tampa. I mean, you could probably start with Derek Brooks, who's on the host committee for Super Bowl 55. Obviously, apropos, because it's Super Bowl 55. I am going. I wasn't necessarily planning on going to watch the Green Bay Packers with Buffalo Bills, but with the Bucks Chiefs rematch from week 12?
Yeah,
I'm definitely going. I'm definitely going to this one.
Now this is a banner week, I should say, maybe a couple of weeks for the Glazers and Brian Glazer, who is the chair right now, the Buccaneers. Obviously, haven't been in a Super Bowl since you guys went. Your team went back in 2002, 2003. We all remember that game against Oakland. Out in Qualcomm in San Diego, it was a banner one. It was a blowout, 48-21. They've also dominated over in the EPL. Man U sitting atop the table. Just beat Liverpool, who is my team in the FA Cup, knocked us out of that. But my question is about the Glazers. I mean, this is patience. I mean, I'm trying to think of the right word because there's been some fits and starts. We all remember the Greg Schiano and then Lovie Smith. And then, I mean, it's just been a bunch of misfires. Bruce comes in and this thing gets right. You know, credit the Glazers and give us the story of that journey because it's been a long one.
It has been. I mean, our last playoff victory was the Super Bowl prior to this year. We made it in a couple of times prior, but our last playoff appearance was, the loss to the Giants, where they ultimately went on in 2007, where they ended up going on and beating Brady's Patriots. That was the last time before this. So yeah, it's been a journey. There was a bunch of, I don't want to call them knee-jerk reactions, but, opposite hires to what we had before as a head coach. And, I don't know that necessarily it was the right way to kind of rebuild a team, and it took a while. I mean, it took a long while, but you can give them credit for two things. You mentioned Brian. It's also Joel and Ed, who are the triumphant, if you will, that run our organization. Darcy as well, the daughter. Don't want to miss her. They had a plan coming into this year, they had a plan coming into the last year. Jason Light, the GM, got to choose his coach, and he went out and got Bruce, who he had been familiar with prior to, and said, "We're going all in. Your decisions now are all in." And last year there was some improvement. The quarterback held you back a little bit with 30 plus interceptions from Jameis, and they needed one more piece. And they gave him the leeway to go get that piece. And then you signed Tom Brady, and then all of a sudden you signed Gronk, and then all of a sudden you draft Antoine Winfield. Then all of a sudden, you know, a team that was pretty good on paper, but young and really not ready to win, became a contender, you know, like overnight. You know, it's funny, if you go back and listen to any radio or TV done in August, you know, there was people's expectations, particularly here in the South, people's expectations were Tampa to be where they are right now. And it, of course, it's, you got to play the season. You have to get through these moments. But you don't make those moves. If you're the Glazers, you don't sanction those moves for Jason Light to make unless you're planning on playing in a Super Bowl in your home stadium. And I know for a fact that was their goal. And lo and behold, here we are.
Here we are. Here we are. We're talking to three-time All-Pro Rondé Barber. He's a Hall of Fame finalist. He's getting it eventually. Hopefully it's this year. So, Rondé, take us through this here. We all know that, listen, you're old school. All three of us on the line are old school. So when Bruce says what he says, whether it's about Winston or even Brady at points this season, we don't necessarily flinch. But I am curious if, and I'll put quotes around, at the lowest point, and trust me, I know it wasn't that bad, but at the lowest point of the Arians-Brady relationship this year, before the bridge of trust was maybe fully built, were you ever a little concerned that maybe Bruce was a little too harsh or a little too disconnected to Brady? How did you assess that in real time, Rondé?
I would say people that thought that Bruce was being too hard don't really know or understand Bruce Arians. He is the ultimate. I mean, you've had him on the show. He's the ultimate straight shooter. He doesn't care what you think. If you play bad, he's going to tell you you play bad. And he's not going to mince words and try to cover up for somebody. I mean, is Brady the best quarterback of all time? I mean, on paper and in practice, yes. He's been to 10 Super Bowls. I mean, come on. Yeah. The guy is the best quarterback of all time, whether you believe it to be or not. Mm-hmm. His record of winning makes him the best quarterback of all time. Has he made mistakes this year? Of course. He's climbing up a learning curve on a new offense. And the way that that Bruce and Byron Leftwich, don't miss him, wanted him to play at times this year wasn't working out the way that they expected it to. So I never faulted Bruce for saying that. And I don't think Tom did either. I think the rift just comes because a head coach is calling out his quarterback. And that's not something you would necessarily expect from happen to Tom Brady. But that being said, I think everybody who's ever been in New England will tell you that, hey, Bill Belichick called out Tom Brady. He just never did it publicly.
Yeah.
And so it becomes that he's such a revered figure in the sport. To hear somebody, you know, give constructive criticism to him makes people feel like he's calling him out. But I don't think he was really calling him out. I just think he was just calling how he sees it. And that honesty, to be honest with you, that honesty with his quarterback and every single player on his team is probably what makes Bruce the winner that he is as a head coach.
Gotcha. Yeah. It also makes him the winner is his ability to take risks, especially with coordinators. All of them are African-American. I'm going to go down a little bit of a different route than I think people would expect here, Rondé. We still got a week and a half before the game, so I don't need to talk about the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. But the NFL's record on hiring minorities is abysmal. It's gotten a little bit better with general managers, and you may hear it here first, but I know Rondé has some, you know, maybe some designs on heading towards front offices at some point. When you look at, you know, what Bruce has done with his staff, you mentioned Byron Leftwich and Keith Armstrong, the special teams coach, obviously, is the defensive coordinator as well, Todd Bowles, and Goodwin, who was an assistant head coach. It's all minorities, and there's two women on the staffs. You know, how does the league get more like what Bruce is doing, and does it take more blacks in general manager or front office positions for that to happen?
Sure, absolutely it does. Why wouldn't it not? To answer your question, it's find more head coaches like Bruce. You know, guys that aren't worried about his job. I mean, let's be honest. Bruce is never in his life worried about a job. Has he? I mean, not as long as I've known him. I've known him for about 15 years. And not one time is he worried about the moves that he makes are going to affect his job. I think there's a lot of personnel guys. There's a lot of head coaches that aren't comfortable enough to make the decisions that Bruce made. And on top of that, he probably don't have enough cachet in the people that hired him to go make those moves. But Jason and Bruce were in this together from the get-go. And so when Bruce wanted to hire Lori, or he wanted to hire MJ in the strength room, or he wanted to make Goody and Todd and Byron coordinators on his offense, Jason Light wasn't saying no. He was like, those are the guys you want because they're qualified in your mind. Then go hire them. And that's exactly what this team has done. And I don't think it's lost on me or anybody else who follows this football team that we're successful because of that. Yeah. You know, not in spite of that. And it's not as if they don't deserve their opportunity. That they all got the opportunity on the same team at the same time during a championship season, you can make of that what you will. But they were all deserving of the jobs that they have.
Well, and I don't think it's an accident, Rondé. My point is, it's not an accident, right? The success is not an accident.
It's not. It's the courage to do it, right? It's the courage to be convicted in the things that you say you're going to do. And I'm talking to the entire NFL here. Be convicted in what you say you're going to do. If you're going to, you know, put a mandatorium on hiring African Americans in the front office and hiring African American as head coaches, then you better damn well do it. Don't just talk about it. Actually do it. And in this team, at least, I know, has made an effort and went and did it. Now, there's plenty of other teams where I don't want to go down that rabbit hole of teams that just won't do it.
Well, we do it, Rondé. I do it for you. Don't worry, buddy. I've done it before. We know who a lot of those teams are. We know.
Yeah. So
sadly.
I think the success, I'm not going to say it's because of those hires that the Tampa has been successful, but it's nice that Tampa is successful with those hires. And it should, you know, go a long way. And this is what Bruce talked about in the preseason. This is what he talked about all season when he's done interviews on this. It should go a long way to just crashing through this barrier of entry for African-American women into the sport. I mean, it's time. It's past time. You know, it shouldn't be an issue that we talk about, but yet we still have to talk about it because not enough of those hires are being made.
You're not wrong, man. I wish we had a little more time. Let's get you back up before the game to talk about the game, but we want to at least get some, you know, snapshots, you know, some thoughts from above on the Bucks to get to this point. Good having you back on, Rondé.
Absolutely. Always, brother.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.